Commentator Mickey Edwards has been thinking a lot this week about a politician who is not out campaigning.
Sometimes it's the little things that tell you an era is finally irretrievably over. That was the way I felt when I read the other day that Sotheby's was offering for sale, among its various other properties, a place called Rancho del Cielo, Ronald Reagan's California Ranch. This was not San Clemente, where Nixon paced the beach in a suit and tie, nor Hyannisport, where the Kennedys and half of New England went to vacation. It was not simply a presidential retreat, as Key West was for Truman. Nor was it a family home, like George Bush's residence in Kennebunkport. Rancho del Cielo had become a symbol of Ronald Reagan. That's why when Republicans showed a film clip at their convention last week, celebrating this man they still love so much, its dominant scenes were of Reagan at his ranch. Ronald Reagan has been gone from the White House for nearly 8 years now, though his legacy is still evident in this year's presidential campaign. But when I think of Ronald Reagan, it's not in the White House where I saw him regularly all dressed in his dark presidential suits and carefully knotted ties, but out at his ranch in blue jeans and work shirt, splitting firewood, building fences, or saddling up a favorite horse. It was to his ranch that Reagan invited world leaders, and it was to his ranch that he retreated when he needed some time alone in the great outdoors. Many of America's greatest leaders have been outdoorsmen: Washington, Jefferson, Jackson, Lincoln, Truman, fishing, Kennedy, sailing, and more than any, the men Ronald Reagan most reminds me of: his fellow Republicans Teddy Roosevelt and Barry Goldwater, cheerful, exuberant men. Sometimes our settings define us. The kind of life we love shapes our attitudes and our visions. For an outdoorsman to lose the outdoors is a tragedy of the soul. Ronald Reagan is bound to the city now, and a part of who he is going on the block in California.
Mickey Edwards is a former Republican congressman from Oklahoma. He now teaches at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government.